Welcome to another edition of On My Walk, the reading podcast that helps you capture reading's aha moments and apply them to your life and leadership. And today, I'm reminded of a very important lesson, what every leader must remember about people. And it comes courtesy of J.R.R. Tolkien's 1937 fantasy novel, The Hobbit, as well as Bernard Cornwell's fascinating volume on Waterloo. Now, the lesson's pretty straightforward. It comes from the mouth of Gandalf the Wizard, who's reminding 13 dwarves, led by Thorin, who have their suspicions about the suitability of the diminutive hobbit Bilbo Baggins as a traveling companion. They're on a quest to slay the dragon Smaug and recover their treasures, which Smaug had stolen long ago. And Gandalf says, take Bilbo, and they have their doubts. Well, this band of adventurers, dwarfs and hobbit, had hoped Gandalf would join them on their quest, but that's not to be. And now Gandalf is saying goodbye, and listen to what he says to the dwarves, and particularly how he describes Bilbo.
Then they knew that Gandalf was going to leave them at the very edge of Mirkwood, and they were in despair. But nothing they could say would change his mind.
"Now we had this all out before, when we landed on the Carrick," he said. "It's no use arguing. I have, as I told you, some pressing business away south, and I'm already late through bothering with you people. We may meet again before all is over, and then again, of course, we may not. That depends on your luck and on your courage and sense. And I'm sending Mr. Baggins with you. I've told you before that he has more about him than you guess, and you will find that out before long. So cheer up, Bilbo, and don't look so glum. Cheer up, Thorin and company. This is your expedition, after all. Think of the treasure at the end, and forget the forest and the dragon, at any rate, until tomorrow morning."
Did you catch it? To those doubting dwarfs, Gandalf says these words about Bilbo, words that every leader must remember about his or her people. Here are the words. "He has more about him than you guess, and you will find that out before long." And they did find that out. Bilbo proved to be quite a surprise. He was a tree climber, a riddle solver, a first-rate burglar, a sword wielder, a magic ring bearer. He was courageous, selfless, honest. Indeed, he had more about him than they could guess. And so do most people. And hear this, great leaders, like Gandalf, they spot it. They highlight it, they call it out, they nurture it, and then they celebrate it, those hidden qualities that other people don't see. Now, this truth came home on my walk this morning. I just began Bernard Cornwell's Waterloo, The History of 4 Days, 3 Armies, and 3 Battles. And what Cornwell does at the beginning of his book is set up the showdown between Napoleon and the Duke of Wellington at the Battle of Waterloo in 1815, this epic, history-shaping, world-altering battle. To appreciate the point that I'm making this morning, we need to understand that Napoleon was termed by some the world's conqueror, and the Duke of Wellington was called by Alexander I, Tsar of Russia, the conqueror of the world's conquerors. So here you have these two epic figures, and what's so interesting about both Napoleon and the Duke of Wellington is that both were, like Bilbo Baggins, suspect at first. The Duke of Wellington had been born Arthur Wellesley, the 4th son of the Earl and Countess of Mornington, and his mother Anne despaired of him. She said, "I don't know what I shall do with my awkward son Arthur." And Napoleon, whom the Duke of Wellington said, his presence on the battlefield was worth 40,000 men. Napoleon, who once ruled 44 million people, he had an unimpressive birth. His family was impoverished. He had to immigrate to France. He had small hands, small feet. He only stood 5'7". But they had more about them than you could guess, and you would find that out before long. And leaders know that. They see the adventurer inside of Bilbo. They see the general inside Napoleon, the conqueror inside the Duke of Wellington. At least, they believe the possibility of what is there. And as a Christian and a leader, I have great reason for believing there's more in people than meets the eye. Why? Well, because people are created in the image of God. And as a sign I saw in the window of a business some 30 years ago said, "God don't make no junk." Second, people are remade in the power of Christ. And that truth comes home to me in the account of Jesus when he puts Peter, of all people, the one who denied him not once, not twice, but three times, back in the game. And Jesus says to Peter, "Feed my sheep." He says that to the very person who turned his back on him. No doubt, Jesus saw more in Peter than even Peter saw in himself. And today, you and I are going to see many people. How will we see them? Will we be like the doubting dwarfs? Or will we be like Gandalf and see more than meets the eye? So, the lesson of Bilbo Baggins: there is more about him than you guess, and you will find that out before long. That's my thought on my walk with J.R.R. Tolkien and Bernard Cornwell. Now, what you do with it in the people you meet today, that's for you to work out on your walk through life.